Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
All right, we are back for Bathroom Break. I'm here. I'm Jay Schwedelson. I'm here with the Daniel Murray, who is the Marketing Millennial. So, Daniel, today we're going to be talking about really cool AI tricks that are simple to do. But I have a question for you before we get going. Do you use ChatGPT in your personal life at all? Do you ever go to it and be like, hey, give me a recipe for whatever? Like, is AI in Daniel's life?
I have a story. I had a tennis tournament the other month, and I told ChatGPT to act like it was my tennis coach, and it made me like a meal plan, a warm-up plan, a pre-hype plan of meditation. So I used it as my tennis coach for the tournament, club tournament. So yeah, I use it in my personal life all the time.
Did you win or lose?
One of the biggest things to do too is when you get medical stuff back and you don't understand it, I ask it to act like a doctor and read me this like I'm a 5-year-old. So I use it for that as well too.
Wait, did you win or lose the tennis? Now that
I won the consolation finals. So
right, 2-1. That's the way to say that you lost, but you're embarrassed.
Yeah, second loser.
All right. Well, we're not going to be losers today. Today we're going to talk about quick win tactics. Using ChatGPT or your tool of choice. All right, I'm going to fire it off. I'll start out. I don't think that people are using the image upload functionality on ChatGPT enough. And this is free. This is the regular one. You go to chatgpt.com. Two things that I do a lot on there with the image upload, which is just click on that little paperclip icon. You can upload whatever image you want. One is upload any email creative that you've developed or any email, okay, that you've sent out. Upload it. And ask ChatGPT, listen, I want you to give me your feedback as if you're the world's greatest email consultant. Tell me what you think of the copy. Tell me what you think of the call to action. Tell me what you think of the subject line, the creative, everything, and break it down as if you're the greatest email marketing consultant of all time. And it will blow your mind. It will shred your emails. And then the other piece of that, similar ideas, take a screenshot of your inbox, of all the emails without them being opened, and you put that into ChatGPT and say, ChatGPT, which of these emails are most likely to be opened and most likely to be skipped over and deleted and why? And we'll give you a breakdown of subject line tactics and all this cool stuff. So I love using it for that. Daniel, what are some tactics that you do?
I'll go into the image one because I do think it's underused. And what I like to do is use it for meme generating ideas. So what I'll do is take some of the most viral memes out there and say, act like a marketer who understands the pain points of marketers, act humorous, and I make these into potential meme topics. And it will give me ideas on, they're not 100%, but they give me starting points of how to edit those memes into ones that would go viral for marketers. So you could do that the same with your industry. The other thing you could do is do the reverse for meme generation is ChatGPT actually got really good now at telling you exactly what meme templates to use for certain things. It didn't do this before. So it could be like, this is the pain point I want to do a meme about. Give me some potential meme ideas and meme templates. And it would say Spider-Man pointing back and forth as a meme template or this person doing this. So it's a really good way to also find meme templates if you're looking for meme templates to do some cool ideas for your industry.
I did not know that it could reverse it like that, where it will actually tell you memes to consider. I think that's really cool. And, you know, one thing related to that is you need to almost bully ChatGPT and AI. Sometimes it'll give you back meme ideas, and I'll write back like, these are not funny. They're actually terrible. You need to be 10 times funnier and more sarcastic and more whatever. And then it will apologize, and it will give you back better ones. So being a bully, ask it for lunch money. Why not? I'll tell you another thing that we are using it for right now, which is really cool. We just did a big event and we have a survey, and we have this like free form field, in the survey, and we take all of the survey responses, all of them. And you could do this for any type of thing where you're collecting a lot of free form content information, and you upload it all and you tell ChatGPT, take this all, give us the, you know, top 10 things that people are talking about the most, the top 10 frustrations, the top 10 highlights, uploading all your user reviews, your feedback, your survey data, and then getting it to summarize that is an easy, easy, awesome way to use ChatGPT. So what else do you got?
I mean, another thing I like to do is I'm really big on tone of voice, style, and branding. So what I will do is I pre-upload all content that I've written that are my best performing, and I like the style and the tone of voice there, and I get ChatGPT to learn that style. And then anything I write, I tell it, hey, can you critique me? Is this tone of voice, is this style, is this branding on brand my style? And it will give you really good pointers on what to add, take out, say, this is not really you, this is not really you. So also, this also helps if you have a big team and you want, and someone else has to write something else for you. You can tell, put it in there and say, hey, could you critique this? You know our brand voice, you know our copy, you know our tone of voice, could you critique it? So it becomes a really good editor in chief of helping you decide, is your, are you on tone? Are you on style? Is this how you should be writing for your brand?
So before we wrap up, I'm going to tell you how I love to use it for something in my regular life. I love to use it for travel related stuff, right? Like, let's say you're going on a trip to like Chicago. You could put in there and say, I'm staying at this hotel. You put in the address of the hotel you're staying at, right? And say, I want you to tell me that things that are within a 30-minute driving, these I like to eat at, you know, steakhouses and sushi places. I have no culture in my life. I don't want to go to any museum that's super boring. I want to go to do this, that, whatever. And then say, give me back an itinerary for 3 days. And you tell it, put in a table format with distances to each thing and why you're recommending them, and it will blow your mind how amazing of a plan it will give you back. And so I use it for that all the time. Is there any other hacks we're not thinking of for your personal life?
One thing I really like to do is figure out what, when you go shopping, what products, this goes in the, so what products are clean and or have weird ingredients or stuff that I should stay away from. So what I'll do is I'll screenshot like five things I potentially could pick. And I take a picture of five things I potentially pick and say, hey, could you act like a nutritionist? This is my goal that I want to achieve. Tell me, rank these from 1 to 5, which one is the best for me to pick out and which is the most clean, and it will give me back which ones are the most clean based on my criteria of what I'm trying to achieve. And I thought that was pretty cool that it did that. And you can upload an image.
I could do that now.
You can upload an image of like a whole shelf, like a whole shelf of things, because there's like 80,000 choices now. So it will help you pick the best thing for you.
Because this is a bathroom break, I want to go in the toilet paper aisle, take a picture of all the toilet paper, be like, which one do you think is the most comfortable to use? And I want to see what it says back.
And probably that you should actually do that. Like, which one has the best wipe quality? Like, wipe quality.
Let's see if it might report back.
I don't know why we're talking about this right now. I think you should tune out right now, please.
All right. This has been, I don't know what's going on. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. We'll see you at the next one.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.